Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Avenue Media and the World of Ink Network. This podcast was founded in 2011 by Marsha Casper Cook and Virginia Grenier. Their focus has always been on helping writers reach their dreams by having informative and entertaining shows. You will also hear the latest information on what's new and exciting in the publishing and marketing industry. And the shows will also cover discussions on screenwriting, audiobooks, and movies. New to the shows will be the latest style and trends in fashion, as well as nutrition, and how Pinterest can add just the right spark of attention you may need for your projects. So, sit back and relax and enjoy the show. You can find out more information about our shows and being a guest at www.michiganavenuemedia.com.
Hi, everybody. I guess my audio clips that I put on, I think I probably have to take the old ones off because I always press the wrong one. So that was my old one. But it's okay. Not much has changed. I have like four songs. I'm looking right now at my screen here. Michigan Avenue New, Michigan Avenue New, Michigan Avenue Media New, Wolverine Show. And so I guess I keep pressing the wrong one. But you're at the right place. I've done shows for like probably around 15 years. And we cover all kinds of topics, and which I love. And when I was with Red River, we did the same. So, and we're going to have a fun show today. We have Kathy Goldwyn and Iris James, and we were going to talk about vampires, erotic, dark, deep, dark stories. And we have two wonderful people here going to talk about it, and I'm just sitting here because, and I also write erotic. Occasionally.
Oh, you're going to talk. We're going to make you talk.
Of course I'm going to talk. All right. Okay. I'm going to let them tell you who they are. But next week's show, next week, Delta James is on at 11 nice. Eastern, and that should be fun. Okay. So, and she's the person that I love to have on because Delta also says what she's thinking. So we like those. We like those people on the show. And I think today we're going to have one of those shows too. Okay. Iris, tell everybody a little bit about yourself because you've not been on before.
Yes. As you said, I'm Iris James. I'm really excited to be here. So thank you. I write dark romance. Typically it's reverse harem, why choose type stuff, but I also do male, female, and things like that. I live in Minnesota with my husband and my two kids, and I enjoy writing the books that I write because it's just all a fantasy world and escape and very, very different from my real life in Minnesota.
Exactly.
Right. Right. I hope to God it is.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, and Kathy, go ahead. You talk a little. Say what you
I was
do.
Just going to say, I hope to God it's different than our real life.
Do we
terrifying
know?
To think like, about that.
It could be fun.
Terrible. All right, Kathy.
Anyway, I am so excited to meet Iris. Because I have a group, the Dark Angels, and I would love you to come over and do a party with us. We are all great fans of dark work.
That sounds like my perfect place then.
Yeah.
It really is. I do a 30-minute Q&A. It goes really fast and fun, and you and I will talk about it and get a date later.
Yeah. Perfect. I'd love to.
Yeah.
Very cool.
After today, I'm sure you'll know you belong together.
Yeah, I think we do.
I know. I know. Yes, you do. All right. So talk a little. Kathy, just say a little bit about what you do.
Oh, well, I started out just blogging, actually, on Facebook. But the longer I did that, the more I read. And I got inspired about 5 years ago and started writing books. And so I've got six. I'm going to have my seventh book coming out, Beautiful Girl, next month, June 14th. And it's a companion to Beautiful Boy and Beautiful Man. So this is about another character in the book, and she'll have another book, Beautiful Woman. So I'm excited about that. And then I have my second vampire book to finish. And I just had to change the name of the first book.
That's
That's the hard part.
Do you
want to
mention that or no? You know, listen, I think.
Do you mind? I don't mind.
Nope.
I don't mind telling them.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
I put out Bloodsport, and no problem, right? It's a vampire book. And suddenly Facebook has said I couldn't buy advertising at all anymore because I'm a terrorist because of that title.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's no one to talk to at Facebook. I put in for a review. Yeah. I've been waiting a couple of weeks. I haven't been able to promote it. My share button doesn't work either. And so I have decided, very difficult to do, but I'm changing the title of the book and the cover, and it's going to be Vampire Confessions. Starting as soon as the cover is done, I will change all that, and hopefully things will smooth out with Facebook and I'll be able to promote. It's really a tough position to be in.
Yeah,
it is. That's unfortunate.
So, Iris, do you have anything to say about that? I mean, because, you know, I looked up some of the, you know, naturally, I didn't know you that well, so I'm looking up all of social media.
Yeah.
And there are words in there. See, I think this is a problem for a lot of authors, and this is a problem, you know, we are all authors. The things we write about or do and are not, like what you said, is not what you do in your real life. You know, you're a mom,
right.
You do all the other things. So I think this becomes very difficult when Amazon makes the choices that they do sometimes, and they add things to words that maybe other people would find offensive. Now, Facebook, on the other hand, what they did, you know, with Kathy is she doesn't understand what happened, and you can't get an answer. So I think this is not good for authors. So how
AI,
do you feel about this?
Right, AI? Yeah. Artificial intelligence that just caught that word blood and decided against me.
I was going to say, sometimes it's so frustrating because you're just at the mercy of their bots. You could be doing everything completely right and say something completely innocent, and for some reason it'll flag your comment or your post or whatever, and then you're in trouble, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm in trouble with Facebook all the time. Let me just say that.
Okay.
I don't do anything.
Yeah. I know. So the problem is that that's what's happening now for people. And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, I write sweet romance, but I also write erotic.
Right.
You know, I've had erotic romance, and I've also write children's. And I, you know, I had to make my website different, and then I made another website for my kids' books. And, you know, I've had people on my show over the years, which is even 15 years ago, I had people on that were discussing things that nobody ever had on at those times, you know. And,
right.
But what I don't understand is, you know, why people get in these categories. We're just people that are writing, you know, they're writing stories. And, and when you watch Netflix, Amazon Prime, whatever, any of the networks, you know, except they put everything, and some of the things that I see on TV, I'm going like, what? I mean, it's like, oh my God.
Well, not only that, but also when you look at other products Amazon sells, there are some horrific things on there, and it's like, you're going to get mad at me for a work of fiction that you can choose to ignore if you want to? Like,
right. Yeah. You can return if you get upset.
Yeah.
Right.
And I include trigger warnings on all my stuff to hopefully avoid that. But it's you can just pass it by. It's very frustrating.
So vampires have been, I mean, people have done stories about vampires and years ago, and it's very popular.
Yeah.
Okay. So Iris, you want to take, what made you start to write in this genre?
Well, I've always been drawn to, like, the traditional monsters. I'm a horror fan. Growing up, I was obsessed with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, Spike is still one of my ultimate dream men. I actually just had this crazy dream with vampires in it. And up to that point, I had been writing paranormal fiction still, with my Sundown series, and I was kind of exploring the idea of contemporary things, but then when I had this dream, I actually was already writing a different book, and I had to put that book aside because I couldn't get this one out of my head.
Yeah.
So I started writing, and I actually have a really close friend. She's my critique partner too, and I bounced this idea off of her. Her name is Sullen Shaw, and she. I was kind of expecting, like, oh, my God, that's so weird. Why would you do that? But she was like, that sounds amazing. I've never read a book like that. You have to keep doing it. So with, like, bouncing ideas off of her and kind of finessing everything, Lust in Blood was born, and my Kira Mordare Mafia vampires exist. So
I love it. I love it. Wonderful.
You know, all right, so this is your regular name, right? Is this regular? Or, I'm not going to ask if there's another name, but is this your real name?
No, this is my pen name.
Okay, see, all right, that's what I was going to say. Okay, because I'll tell you exactly why. I think sometimes we should do that in a lot of ways. I once had a show with four different authors on, and they all had different names. And I knew them in another way, and it was really difficult because I kept calling wrong names. It was insane. Okay, and they were mothers on the PTA, and, you know, and that's what happened. And so that is so many years ago, and now we're still at the same place where if somebody uses their name, then, you know, so I think sometimes it's not a bad idea to just to go without your regular name. Then you don't have to deal with anybody, because unfortunately the world we live in, people think badly of people that might write something like this, and this is nothing.
Exactly. What are you writing sex scenes for, right?
Yes. Yeah, right. Exactly.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot for a writer to get over that. So I think people don't realize how hard it is, because when you're writing something and you're writing something like that, you hold yourself back sometimes and you go, oh, I can't do this because maybe they're going to think I did this or whatever. So that's why it's easier to write with another name than who you really are.
Yeah.
You're free.
I'm retired, so it doesn't matter to me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm
retired. For me, I have two small kids. They're 5 and 2. And so I wanted to be able to provide them like a layer of distance and protection. I'm a private person. Like, even in my regular personal life, I don't share photos of them on social media and stuff like that. So, like, I just wanted them to be able to
I don't share
make
anything.
That
I don't
choice
share
to
much
know
about
what I'm doing
either.
Or not.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I have
I don't share
that.
My kids either. No way.
No, I don't
but
either.
But my kids and are adults, but I did talk to them before I started. And they said it was fine. Didn't bother them.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So
because I think
I went with it.
Unfortunately, this is the way it is. You know, you know, deep, dark stories, they're very popular.
Oh,
very
yeah.
popular.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and even something like Handmaid's Tale, that's very deep and dark and very, very powerful. But it's on there. It's out. I mean, sometimes you go like, oh, my God, but this is what I was watching. Sometimes I look at I think to myself, what am I watching? But I am. You know, and that's how it is.
Yeah.
People watch this. So authors get sometimes a bad rap on this. And I think marketing is really hard if you are marketing something dark to not get yourself out there, because then everybody, they make judgments, which is terrible, which is why I never
true.
Done that on
Absolutely
my show.
Absolutely true.
Because it's not right. It really isn't. Everybody's, anybody can come on my show and do, you know, talk about what they want. And I think it's not a world like that. That's why if people want to write things, just don't use your name. Go under another name and enjoy yourself and go into fantasy, whatever you decide to do, like Iris, you did. I mean, you decided what you wanted to do.
I feel like it's like you were saying earlier, both of you, Kathy, too, like people judge you for it sometimes thinking like, oh, well, that must mean you do that or you condone that or, you know, that's what you want in your life. And it's like, no, it's fantasy. It's fiction. It's completely made up. Like vampires don't exist. So like, you know, and
I'm not really cutting people's heads off.
Yeah,
God, I'm not doing it.
Exactly. Like, no, I don't, you know. I mostly don't want a vampire with thick teeth to do anything to me, but like, you know.
But the fantasy of being with a vampire is so alluring. Everybody wants to have a night with a vampire, I'm telling you.
I feel
like
not in
real
life, one of the oldest,
but in
like
their fantasy they do, for
exactly.
sure. Especially my vampire, because my vampire is 1,000 years old and he's gorgeous and, you know, hot as hell.
Yeah, absolutely. Who does, I mean, and so, especially like, I don't know, I go back to like Anne Rice and stuff too, and Louis and Lestat and like all that. And I'm like, I don't know. It's a classic for a reason.
Okay, you know, like
trying
Anne
to
Rice,
do something original is.
We had a whole group. I had a whole group with like a lot of people that from. They had an anthology for Anne Rice, you know, based on her, and they gave it to Anne Rice Society, where she's very with dogs, you know, and you know that's where the money went, you know, it all went to that charity. But Anne Rice was who she was, but she her charity was for dogs, and she was a very kind person as far as donations and things. So that's the thing. She did write this way, but that wasn't who she was.
Right.
But she's an idol of most authors that write that way. You know, everybody wants Anne what she was. She was very successful.
Iris, but I want to hear about your vampire.
Yes.
Well, mine are vampires plural because my Lust and Blood is book one in this series. I'm writing book three right now. But it's kind of an Omegaverse type.
So you have blood in your title too?
Yeah, every one of my books has blood in it. It's Lust and Blood, Loss and Blood. Book three will be Love and Blood. And then the fourth book, which I just decided is happening, will also have blood in the title. But I
That's
knew
awesome.
That by doing that, I know making that choice, I can't do Amazon ads or Facebook ads. I knew that would be an issue, but like I've only been writing for like a year and a half. So I'm still plugging away trying to make a name for myself. So I knew like it'll just make it harder, but I mean, it's the story I wanted to tell. It's the title I wanted.
So how did you find out, like for people that are listening now, how did you find out that you couldn't do ads? I mean, you know, because a lot of people might say, oh, I'm going to write about vampires, I'm going to write about blood, but then they get into a trap where they can't advertise. So how did you find that out first?
And what do
I
you
actually
do
found out,
then?
Yeah, well, so I found out through other author friends that I had gotten to know really well that had bloody imagery on their cover. And then Amazon came back and was like, we don't condone these things. You can't have these images and stuff like that and do ads and all of that. So I knew before I even had this idea that that was an issue. And then when I had this idea, I was like, well, I'm just going to commit full force to it and see what happens. So I can't do ads, but I try to be on social media as much as I can. I do a lot of takeovers and parties with other authors when I'm able to. I'm in so many Facebook groups, and so many of them have awesome, like, share your book posts and, like, tell us what you're reading.
You can share
like
mine any day.
You can
share
I appreciate
the whole
that.
Thing in mine.
Thank
yeah.
you. You're always welcome to
the
one,
so
too. Iris is ravishing
darkness. That's the whole thing is, you know, you two have a lot in common here. You know, that's one of the things that's very evident. So it's just, I think there's a lot of people that want to write this way, but then, you know, in Kathy's case, she didn't know about this. So they're,
I
instead
didn't.
Of explaining
and I got
something
stopped
to her.
Right away.
Yeah.
Right. Did you know? You didn't know.
No,
did
I
know?
Think a lot of people
what
don't.
What do you do
I think
instead?
Until you, yeah, for
what
me,
do you
I mean,
do instead
like I,
of Facebook ads?
Yeah,
like I said, for me, it's all about like word of mouth and just getting my name in front
just
of people.
Word of mouth.
So
okay.
Yeah, so I just try to do parties and share everywhere that I possibly can. One of the things that like oddly actually really helped me was I just released a different type of book in April, and that put me in front of so many new people because.
Oh, that's nice.
It doesn't have the advertising issues that Lust and Blood has. So it just got my name out in front of so many more people, and then they went into
what's
my backlog.
The title?
And
what's
like,
the
oh,
title?
Cool.
You can what's the title
that's
of
awesome.
The
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's Wicked Dreams. It's my dark Sleeping Beauty retelling.
Okay.
So.
But maybe I should just not back down and keep my cover, keep my title.
I mean, that's what I'm for. But like I said, I was prepared for that when I made the decision. So I can totally understand if you had like a strategy in mind and then you're pivoting to continue to make that strategy work. It's completely understandable.
It froze me. It absolutely froze me. I didn't know what to do.
See, but
so
what I
started
coming
up with a new title, but
I mean, I told, you know, like with copyright law and all of that, but there is on a title, you're supposed to be able to, you know, I have seen books with my titles on them, you know, and I think there's no, I mean, you can do that. I mean, that's how it is, but I don't know what happened in Europe with this, and I don't know. And see, if in fact it's not people doing this, it's, you know, the way the life is now, artificial intelligence, you know, that kind of a thing, then this, you might never get an answer back.
Right.
Because
I hope you don't mind, Iris, but I will want to get a hold of you after this, if that's okay with you.
Oh, that's absolutely okay. Yeah, 100%.
Okay, great.
I can give you, Iris, I can give
you.
Is that okay? I'll give Kathy your phone number, okay? I'll give her the number.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yes, please do. Pass it along.
Because I do think this is a problem here, you know, because, and I have, you know, I have a lot of shows with horror writers, and we have great shows. I've had them for years. And
I love those shows.
And they're just regular people. So I just, this is the thing. I, you know, writing is writing, and marketing is marketing, you know, and everybody should be able to write what they want. And it's unfortunate that this is happening, because this is only books. This is not real life. And what they're, I know what they're looking for, but they're not looking for it in the right places if they're going to Facebook authors. I mean, this is just books. We're, you know, this is just who authors are, you know.
Right.
And I think a lot of people that are listening to this might feel like they get it now, because things are not being, you can't share things. Even if you think people, I mentioned this last week, if you think people are not looking at your posts, I think they are. They're just not sharing it. They're scrolling so they see it.
Right, right.
But I don't think they want to get involved.
Yes.
They don't want to get involved.
Yes.
In, you know, and I thought, this is only writing. You know, I respect you. It's right. This is writing. This is just something that people are writing. It's dark, but it's not any darker than you see on series.
Yeah, or even on the news.
I'm so grateful for my group, because I can promote in there, and I have an amazing group of women who support me 100%. That's the only reason, you know, that's what keeps me going.
Well, that's
absolutely
what you mean.
Well, yeah, because I think, I think what a lot of people don't. Oh,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, sorry, what were you going to ask?
No, sorry, go ahead. I'll ask it. You talk, go ahead. Mine can wait. Go ahead.
Totally lost my train of thought now anyway.
All right.
It doesn't take much.
Kathy was asking
you
about your character. She asked about your character.
Oh, yes.
And,
So for me, my main character, her name is Isla. She's human, completely, just one day wakes up in a room full of women. Because they've all been kidnapped by this group of vampires that they're a mafia-esque type organization.
I'm reading your book.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Please do, and then tell me what you think. It's a mafia type situation. My vampires, like I said, I made up a Kira Mordare, literally means dick death. There aren't any women vampires. It's only men, and they need human women to be able to procreate. So, until they're ready to do that, they have needs. They like blood and they like sex. So they kidnap these women. They have their way with them for however long they feel inclined. And then they just kind of drug them and make them lose their memories and release them back out into the world. And
at least they don't kill them.
Most of the time.
Which is why when I looked at some of the words, I had to look them up. I didn't know them, you know.
I really like this idea, though. I really do. Yeah. I'm looking forward
to
reading it.
Thank you. So, yeah, so then it all, you know, everything kind of complicates when they realize that they're more drawn to Isla than they are the typical human female, and feelings get involved. They're all, like, my main characters, the men, their names are Devlin, Cash, Bright, and Penn. And they're all kind of, they're a unit. They've grown up together. They function really well together. They run their empire together. So in their minds, it's not even a question that they would just share somebody, because it would just, to not would, you know, could be a disaster for everything. And so when they're all drawn to Isla and they're all possessive and amazing and really hot and like, then there's all kinds of shenanigans that are really dark and not for everyone. But if you like dark romance and you're okay with that stuff, then it's definitely
super dark.
Recommend it. Yeah,
that's
very dark.
Awesome. My
right,
book
which
does
is,
go dark, but it's not entirely dark for sure.
Okay, so that's the other thing. All right, Kathy, because I was just going to say that. Kathy has a very good service, a book review service that she does, and I've used her. And, you know, at first when she took my books for their sweet romance, she wasn't sure what would happen. I go, just do it anyway, and we did. And they were really generous and nice. No, they were very generous and nice, and they enjoyed the book. And it might not be what they've always read, but that's the good thing about her service. She has people that will read a lot of books, and they're fair. You know, it may not be the book they've always read.
Yeah, they're
read,
open
they're
to all
for
genres.
What it is.
That's what's cool.
Yes, and that's a fair thing.
Yeah, I love that.
Kathy, talk for just a few seconds about that, because this is really, I know that people say you shouldn't pay for reviews, and that's old-fashioned.
Absolutely true.
Because it's very old, outdated, because I've been doing this for years. Years ago, you would send your book to publisher, to PR people, hoping they would take you. You would take to newspapers, to radio stations. They don't. That's old, okay? And people would say, "Do not pay for anything." Well, that was then. We're now, okay? You cannot expect people to not charge. If you want to have affordable, that's a good thing. And Kathy's service is affordable, and it works. You can go to other people, and nothing happens. But Kathy's group, they do respond. So, Kathy, you can talk and tell how much it is, because it's not $500, and if you wouldn't mind, because this is what, this is affordable. I don't mean $1,000 affordable. So you tell everybody about that just for a second so we can hear that.
Sure. Thanks a lot. It's Ark Anonymous, spelled not quite right, and it's $50 for the service. We take your book, hand it out to all the members. We have 65 readers, and they read and review your book. It can be an ARC, but it doesn't have to be. It can be something that's already published. We've read some of Marsha's work that's been published already.
Published already.
But,
done.
You know, the lifeblood of a book is really reviews. The more reviews you have on Amazon, the higher up on the line you go to being promoted. And the more they promote you, the more you sell books. It's like an ever-ending, you know, cycle. So we provide the service unless we don't like the book. And if we don't like the book and we can't give it a 3-star at least, we just don't review.
Right.
So there
that's
might
right.
be a few
that's,
people who don't, great. You know, but most people do.
Right,
and we
but
have
for,
a
that,
good time.
For that
price, I mean, even
right.
that's not bad at all.
Go ahead.
$50,
people,
you know, most people can afford that. And Marsha had this great idea yesterday about having an ARC Anonymous page, because I have the group, but it's private because it's just for us.
Yeah.
So I made a page yesterday. It's called ARC Anonymous Fun, and I'm going to interview readers and the authors that we read. And I'm going to post reviews of the books that we're reading, and we're going to have a lot of fun over there.
And
so I started that yesterday, Marsha.
It's really good that you did that. And, wait, let me just say something. This is a good – because then she's going to say, you know, like the authors could be in there, but they're also knowing they could read other books. And it doesn't have to be books that are right now, because I've had several shows when we talk about the fact that if a book is 5 years old or 10 years old, doesn't mean it's not a good book. So that's right. what she, I think you're
some
gonna,
of the best are 50 years old, you know?
Yes. So yeah. I think that this is, I think if people like us all change things, it can change, you know, and make it, mm-hmm. like if she has a, if your page, now I don't like beta readers, she knows this, okay, and I never do, so I publish, the book is done, and then I would need reviews, right, so that's what I do, but if people want, you know, beta readers, that's fine, so, but they have a choice to be able to, that her readers will read different types of books, not just one or, you know, genre, and
right.
the most unfortunate
right.
part is if you go to a service and they send the book to somebody that doesn't like vampires or doesn't like erotic, they're going to give you a bad review, which is ridiculous. If they don't
yeah.
want the book, don't read it. Don't read a book
right.
and open it, because I
right.
had people talk about how bad it is for them. They go, oh, I have one. They opened the book and they closed it and gave me a bad review. This is horrible.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. So
get that was scary about those types of services, but Kathy, yours sounds amazing.
It is.
Oh, thank you.
It is good.
We
very
have
good.
Been together for 6 years. And so I
oh,
have
that's...
some of the same founding members I started out with. I was just looking through the list. Every couple of weeks, I talk to everybody. So that does take a lot of time. But I want to stay connected
totally.
To everybody so
right.
that I know
well,
what
that's
they're
probably
thinking
what makes you so
and
effective.
How they're doing.
Yeah, that's probably
it's,
what keeps you so effective is you have that connection.
Yeah, it's the relationship, right?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So we
people should
love
be able
it.
To write
we
what
love
they
talking
want.
About the books with each
yeah.
other, and we,
mm-hmm.
you know, promote it and share when we love a book. So.
And I think that's a good.
We're
thing.
Out there,
you know.
So
yeah,
Ark Anonymous fun, Marcia.
Good. And
our
idea.
Thank you so
up.
Much.
Great idea. No, and I think, you know, a lot of authors have been on, like, we talk about this, many different things, but, you know, Amazon, you know, in my opinion, it's very bad. It's not great for authors because everybody looks at the numbers, okay? So they go like, well, how do I get to number 10? I don't know the answer to that. After 15 years of shows, nobody has an answer for that, okay? It doesn't matter who they are, when they are, you know. And I think it's bad, you know, and that's never been, you know, I mean, we're all in this game. It's like a game now, you know, and we all should be nice to each other also. That's why I wanted to say that
yeah.
before I go any
yeah.
further. And I think that if we do that, then we can be understanding, and because it's not right to look at numbers and be depressed. Do not be depressed. And that's what people, I am
no.
here to tell people,
well, it's
don't
easy
be depressed
to get depressed.
By the numbers, by the numbers, because those numbers are horrible. It would be so much better for authors if they took away the numbers that changed every second, you know, for number 4,000,
yeah.
number 3,000, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's really a deterrent for writers.
I don't
because
pay
they
attention.
Get upset. I know, but a lot of them do.
Look.
A lot of people do, and they give up writing, and
well,
it's not good. And that's my
yeah.
guess.
A lot of
people
I know have
writing.
Given it up.
I write
for
really
me.
Bad.
In my little group of fans,
yeah.
you know? That's why I write.
Yeah.
And it's
well,
fun.
And like, I, Kathy and I, or not Kathy, sorry, Marcia and I had a conversation the other day where I told her, I was like, even if I wasn't publishing, I would still have to be writing. I would
yeah.
still need an
right.
outlet for these stories and these, well, for lack
yeah.
of voices in my head
do?
And everything. And so, yeah, I mean, of course, like, I want to be successful, but at the same time, like, if I just have a solid little fan base and they're loving what I'm giving them, great. Like, that's,
yeah.
so for me,
yeah.
I don't get hung up on the numbers. If the numbers go up,
good.
I'm excited. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. but I try not to dwell on them because it, like you said, it doesn't help you. It just it's
no.
if you dwell on it too much
it's
and get too wrapped up in it, sometimes it's just depressing.
Yeah, yeah.
it should be. Like
I agree
life,
with
life
you.
Writing.
You know, I would you never write a vampire book. Matthias just kept bugging me. He wouldn't
right.
go away.
Right,
like,
there's a big
in my
your head.
And you're like,
all
the
okay.
time. So
now,
I
you ever
broke down and wrote it.
I was. Have you had another dream, or do you? Was that one and only dream like this, or?
I dream very vividly.
Me too.
Actually,
yeah.
most of my story ideas come from my dreams.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, a lot of them. Sometimes I'll I'll be doing something while I'm awake, and like I'll get hit with something, and I'll be like, "That's a book," and then I have to go write down everything, I think. But I've had several. My first series was the result of a dream too. It's the Sundown series. It's paranormal and demons and all that. That was from a dream. I joke with my husband, I'm like, even when I get enough hours technically of sleep, I feel like I don't actually get quality sleep because I'm dreaming all night.
Busy.
So. Yeah.
Well, even on your bio, you said you're tired, you're impressively pale.
Yeah. I'm the palest person you'll ever meet.
If you're dreaming, you're probably exhausted.
Yeah, I am. I am exhausted. But I stand by that. I'm like, my skin is see-through. That's how pale I am. So.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Marcia, can I talk about Summer Fling?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Is that okay?
Go ahead.
I just want to get a couple of comments in about it. You know, I talked about Winter Games. Winter Games this last year was hugely successful and wonderful. And, you know, the people that won, I happen to know, so I was really happy for them. So Summer Fling is a little bit different. We still have lots of authors. We take up to 50 authors, and they pay $50 each for this as well. And we promote them by getting them out there in front of a couple thousand readers. The reader group is just growing and growing. And we do parties and games, and we get everybody involved. But the author gives away one free book for every book that a reader reads and reviews. Their name goes in a hat. So at the end, somebody's going to win $200 when we draw from the hat. So not as stressful as Winter Games, because Winter Games is read everything before the end and it gets really crazy. It's summer, take it easy, have fun, and read some good books. So we start July 4th, and I just want to give a little nod.
Where can
to
they
it.
Find out how to do that? Tell everybody where they can go.
Yeah, can PM me. I also have a partner this year, Kathy Merrick Bartlett. She's a new friend. She's really amazing. She's been helping me with ARC Anonymous, and now she's going to partner with me on this event. And she did some work on Winter Games, so she really understands how the events work now. So you can contact either one of us. You can come to the Dark Angels and post asking about it. And there's going to be a group called the Summer Fling. You can look for that very soon.
Well, that's good. All right, you know, that's the thing. So, you know, Iris, you have learned how to market in a different way, style, so this is probably good for you to be involved in these things, because the readers are people that would read your books. And, you know,
Marcia hated it, by the way. I just want to say Marcia hated Winter Games and quit. She's like, this is not for me. So it's what happened.
Well, you said it. I'm not saying. Okay. All right,
honest, Marcia.
Everybody, I don't like games.
Right.
I
know. You don't like being out in the public.
We did this. I don't like games. No, I wasn't going to say this. Right. Okay. So, but it isn't for me. However, there, I watched what was going on, and the people were reading people's books, and I do think it's a good thing if people want to read other books, and she gets the right people there. It wasn't for me to be in this, but I think getting reviews and getting writers together and authors, you know, authors need to have other writers to talk to, and they need readers. And the one thing, which is what I told Kathy yesterday, is people need readers. They need reviews. If that's the one question that in everybody's mind is, how do I get reviews?
Another thing.
If you want reviews and you don't want, let's say you're listening to an audiobook, and after you're done with the audiobook, at the end of it, it lets you give stars, okay? That is really good for audiobooks, because it's a review with they want you to write one sentence, that's all, okay, and like 11 words or something like that. And that's really important. So if you listen to an audiobook and you give them stars, that gets counted. Because I had a review one time from somebody that I knew, and I think, you know, what she said, it wasn't a bad review, but it was bad because she didn't like the narrator, and that's not criticizing the book. That's the narrator, which it matters, and I since know that that was true. I think I did use some of the wrong narrators, but that was like 7 years ago when I went on to do audiobooks. Now I'm much, but it matters who talks in their audiobook.
It does.
It does ruin it. So that's, but you shouldn't blame the author for that.
No, that shouldn't be a negative review against the author, because that's not the content. Right. That's just you didn't like the delivery.
Right. And so you just have to kind of go with it.
Book. One. I have feelings for you on audio. Terry Shepherd was really kind and just did it out of the goodness of his heart. He didn't charge me. I mean, if I sell books, he, of course I would share it, but...
Okay, now let me say about audiobooks one thing. If you don't know, ACX.com is where, if you have a book on Amazon, you can go into ACX.com. It will load your book. It will load the title if you are on Amazon, and then you can put your book out there 50-50, which means you don't pay a thing. The person finds you if they want, if they're interested in the book, and then Amazon takes care of everything. They get, the author gets 50 and the narrator gets 50. So, and it doesn't charge, doesn't cost anything. And it, I love audiobooks, so I, for me it's great. But it works good for people and you don't have to pay. So if anybody's thinking of, they don't want to pay, because a lot of audiobooks can cost a lot of money from different places.
Yeah, I was under the impression I couldn't afford it.
No, you could afford it. Go to acx.com.
Oh, you can do it.
I just
could.
Did.
Yeah, and you get 50%. It's 50-50, and Amazon sends you the tax, everything. Nothing, you do nothing. Once it's done, you don't. The narrator, you're done with them. You know, I still keep in touch with some of the narrators, but, you know, you don't have to. You know, and
yeah, that's
so
really
I
cool.
Think,
I didn't know.
But it's free.
That.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good. And then there's another site. It's called... freeaudiobookcodes.com. Once your book is on Amazon and you have an audiobook, you can go in there and for $50, you put your books in there and they find readers for you. And you actually make money on the free codes that way. It's really good. So, I mean, there are things that people don't know
great.
That they can do. Yeah.
I didn't know
and
about
a
that.
Lot of books, yeah, and a lot of books sound really great as audiobooks. To me, some of them sound better than they might sound in a if you were just reading it. So, yeah, no, and I wish you can do that because your books are all on. You're on KDP, too.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
On, yeah, yeah, so you can do that.
Yeah, I'm taking
once
notes
you go
because
in
now
there,
I need to go look into all these things.
No, because ACX.com is free if you want. You could also pay them and then be done, but it's better if you just, you just put 50-50. And then they you don't have to take the first one. Once you put it out, then – people come in and they audition. You give them a little, you know, a certain amount of pages, and they audition for you. And you pick the ones you want. So it's really a good service. And I think I love audiobooks, and it's important, you know, because there's a whole market out there for that. But, you know, these are all these things that people don't know. And because if it's deep, dark, I know this from horror writers, people are just, they have to open up their minds a little sometimes, but they don't. You know, and everybody should be able to do whatever they want, you know, and there's an audience.
I agree with that.
But it is hard with marketing for people, right? And it is unfair sometimes when they do that to a person if they don't like the word on it. I don't know how this happens, and I don't know how it happened to you, Kathy, but it's unfortunate. I don't know that you're going to get any answer.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like I'm not. And I'm just going to be kicked out. So I have to find a new way to advertise. And, you know, Amazon charges by the click. So if you say, okay, I want an ad on Amazon, you don't know how many clicks you're going to get. And what if it's so many that I can't afford it? And
I think you can set parameters.
Problem. Somebody might be thinking, I'll give her lots of clicks. And it just costs me money. you know?
I think when you set it up initially, well, you can have parameters where you say, like, I'm not going to pay more than, you know, X amount of dollars, so it'll stop showing your ad when it hits that.
Yeah, I think they give you an amount.
Really?
To choose from. Yeah, I do think so.
It's so complicated over there.
It is.
It's like, you can't just pay $50 and it's over.
No.
It's always something.
No, it is. No, so. If you put something on Amazon and you put an ad on, or if you boost a post or something, you can't, you know, those kind of things, they ask you how much you want.
Yeah.
You know, you can.
Well, boosting the post, I'd spend $20 to $100 at the most. But Amazon looks like it's a lot pricier.
It can
maybe
be, but I misunderstood. You can still set where you want to spend so that you don't, because like you said, I mean, it's so ambiguous. You could end up spending thousands of dollars if somebody's so inclined.
I know.
But
I don't
want to
do that.
I know. So that's the whole thing.
Maybe I can talk to you about this later, you know, how to use Amazon. And then I could do that instead.
I think one of the biggest problems is, you know, marketing. It's very hard, you know, but I think, Iris, you made your decision and you knew what you were doing, and that's a good thing. So I think, Kathy, you did not know
what I
was
doing is a loose translation, but.
Well, you're
I have no idea what I'm doing, Marcia.
Iris, you just started out. You just started out, and you already have some of the answers that people don't have. So I think that's really good because you know where you're going.
Oh, I think she's doing a great job.
Me too.
Thank you.
Because when you find out all the things you need to know, and don't just go out there and throw it out, and know what you're in. You know, and that's fair because you know what you were going into. I wanted to ask a couple of questions because we do want to talk a little bit about vampires here. So I want to know how you picked out your names, how you felt about, I mean, you dreamt things, did you already have names picked out, or did you go through, like, it's hard to find names for me. I'm careful about my names.
For me, the title comes to me immediately. Before I write one word, I know what the title's going to be.
Iris, do you?
Oh, really? No, I don't know right away. I mean, I usually have a pretty good idea pretty quickly once I start writing, but I think the only time now that I have, like, the first two books in the series, I know what the other names of the books are, and, like, when I wrote my first book ever, I knew what the names of the other two books were going to be, but I need to start writing a little bit before I can fully accept, like, okay, this is what this story is going to be called.
You write
my second book after Bloodsport is going to be Bloodline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it like just comes to me like that, and then that's it. I can't really change it in my head.
Well, it is hard to
once I decided on the title, I can't change it.
But if you already had a problem with Bloodsport, do you maybe think you should think about not using that as a title for the second book?
Well, I'm kind of convinced, actually, to stick with Bloodsport. Screw it. They're not going to answer me. You're right. They're not going to answer me. I might as well just go full force and just do what I wanted to do. And
I think, embrace it is my thought, because you're going to find your readers, especially you, Kathy. It sounds like you have a really solid base as it is. So your readers are going to find you and read you regardless of what Facebook is doing.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
And I really, you know,
I mean, it's not a big group, but it's a loyal, wonderful group. So,
and I don't know why.
I
think I'll just stick with what I wanted to do. Screw it. Right?
But I'm wondering, I don't know. Right. I think it could have been just one of those things, because I can't see that it's any different than other people write. You know, I don't know that's so much different.
Blood in a lot of titles. I checked it out before I even...
Literally, my cover has blood dripping down the cover. So, like...
Well, don't say it too loud.
Well, I mean, I plaster it everywhere, so it's not a secret.
I have a vampire on the front, and there's a little blood dripping from his mouth. But it's not gory.
I mean...
gore.
I have a lip bite. But,
I love gore. Give me some gore.
But I'm interested to know something. Now that we know Iris a little better here, let me, you know, on your bio, you said you binge watch. Like, what kind of shows do you watch? What do you watch?
Oh, God. like everything from like Bridgerton to Jack Ryan. I'm on this weird below deck sailing kick right now. It's
yeah,
everything. I watch everything. So.
Kathy, what do you watch?
Yeah. What do I watch?
Everything.
Well, I at 5 o'clock I go over to Netflix. I mean, I watch.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 o'clock I watch some news. Then I go over there, and then
yeah.
I just have a whole grouping of shows. But I love The Arrow, you know, as a cartoon.
Yeah.
But it's pretty dark, actually. I watch The Flash, and.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Bloodline a couple of times. I've
yeah.
been with them for a long time, so you go through.
See, because that's
and
the whole thing.
Again,
see,
you know?
Because that's the thing about it. About that's the thing that I like for people to hear. Only because people that are writing vampires, people that are writing horror stories, people that are writing sweet romance, people that are writing erotic, we all watch different things. It's not
everything
in one
yeah.
genre. Everything. And
right,
so
right.
that's a good thing. So, but I
yeah.
think like in my
oh,
case,
yeah.
if I'm watching something and it could be completely different than what my story is about, something, a line comes up and I go, and then all of a sudden my head, I go, oh, this go, I start thinking about something having nothing to do with what I'm watching, but then it brings to mind something of my own story. So I think it's important
yeah.
to relieve your brain a little by not watching the same thing, but watching other things. And I have people
yeah.
on here, a lot of people that are young, that are older. They like old movies. It's very popular now, old movies. And I
mm-hmm.
like old
oh,
movies
yeah.
for dialogue, because of dialogue. But I think that, you know, this is the thing. Right when I have shows with vampires, when I have shows with horror writers, all of the guests that I have were basically just writers, people.
Yeah.
You know, and we're all
I think
what
you
have a lot
what
in
improves my writing the most is reading. I have to read
yep.
every day. And
yeah.
that just gets my creative juices going. And
right.
plus,
everybody
I love to keep track of words. I love words.
Same.
So what do you mean,
for me,
just
too, it's like
right.
I just, I can't watch or read. If I'm writing in a certain genre, I can't watch or read in that
oh.
genre.
Yeah,
no,
so
right,
I can't
me,
either.
Right. No, me either. Right. That's true. Right. I don't like to all
yeah.
the time but I don't write like, you know, like there are people out there, unfortunately, they do copy and just use the same kind of story. I'm not one of those writers. It comes just directly from me, and God knows how it even comes. We all know how it comes to us.
Same.
It just doesn't come in one piece. It doesn't, you just don't sit down one day and go, oh, okay, today I'm going to write this. It comes in pieces
yeah.
to me, you know. And I think, so do either of you have any questions for each other?
Kathy, what's your, like, do you plot or do you just, are you a pantser? Like, how does it
I'm
work
totally,
for you?
I don't plot at all. I mean, at some
me
point
either.
In the story, I need to know how it's going to resolve itself at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have to figure that out so I get there. But other than that, I just, my best work is when I don't think about it very much.
Right.
And I just start
yeah.
typing. And it all comes. And it's so much fun because
right.
I'm learning as soon as much as the reader is.
Exactly. I find
like,
I start trying
happened.
To even
That's
plot
awesome.
Anything, all my creativity goes away.
You do
yeah,
the same
too.
Thing then.
Me too.
I yeah,
don't
I'm,
either, I don't
I, I'm a complete,
we have a
I
lot
fly by the seat of my pants for everything. Like I don't plot anything and it all
right.
works out. I'll go back and I'll be like, wow, look at me leaving nuggets I didn't know I was leaving. Like,
right.
I
know. Right.
The
you know, I'm
a killing spree is about
a
serial
a
killer.
Thing.
You don't know who the serial killer is until the last four pages of the book. I
okay.
didn't know who the serial killer was for a long time.
See, I think that's good. Yeah, and I think that's it. You know, like when I, like you said, little nuggets, right? Like when I'm, this is the third novella I'm writing on the series, and which I'm not sure I
right.
will do a series again, but I might. But then all of a sudden, something came to me, and I went, whoa, look at that. I did not know that. And see, I think that's
yeah.
so much fun.
Fun, isn't
is
it?
Is that you go, oh,
it
my
is.
God, where did that come from? You know?
Yeah.
And, so
and then everything
fun.
Fits, right?
Yeah.
Right. And that's what, when... Great. And when people are listening to the show, I want them to be able to just hear what everybody's saying, is that we do this. We all have fun. That's the number one thing. You should be having fun.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be worrying about what the critics say, what this one says, what that one says. And because, Iris, I think you're smart, not to use your own name, because I think that's a really good thing. And I started out writing that way, and I did not use my own name. And I was writing screenplay after screenplay, and I did everything. And the only time I had to come clean was when I got an option, and then I had to say who I was, and that didn't matter to them. But you can't sign anything unless you have to sign your name. So that was
your real name. Yeah.
But after that, and they didn't take it anyway. But you know, the fact is it matters. And so I think for me, the only reason I went back to it, because I thought it was kind of cute. I used my middle name, my maiden name in the middle, and now I go like, I didn't even want it, but now it's there, because, you know, and so, but I think when I'm going to write again, it's very possible I'm going to use a different name, because I think I'm much freer if I'm not me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's how
then that's awesome to find out, right?
Yeah, right.
It's a good thing. I love the writing process, but I really love meeting people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite thing of all, just the process of meeting and, you know, sharing our lives online. It's amazing to me.
Yeah. Whenever I get a message from a reader who's like excited about something I wrote, and they're like, oh my God, I'm fangirling. I'm like, I'm fangirling. Like, I'm freaking out that somebody thought to message me to say, hey, I loved this. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I do a little dance and it's embarrassing.
Yeah. I think that's
it's the best feeling in the world, right?
Yes.
It
and
is.
When someone
nothing like it.
Talks about your characters by name. It's like, oh my God, they get it.
I think it's
so great.
so great.
Oh, you know. And I myself, like, I have a thing that Virginia Templeton, when I want to be tough, I go, okay, Virginia, go for it, you know. And she's who she is, you know. And so I think that as writers, it's a good place for us to be so we get some guts, because we're not born this way. You know, it's sometimes we're not. When we're in school, you know, and everything else, it's all different. And as we get older, get more independent and happy. And then, especially in the writing, we're all doing things, I'm sure, that we never thought we would do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it goes.
Yes.
And that's the fun of life.
Yes.
That's
it. Is, absolutely.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprise.
On that note,
all the time.
It's surprises. I will give, all right, I say, Iris, it was great meeting you. You definitely have to come on again. With us.
I absolutely will. I would love to.
Yes.
It's really fun.
And it's so much fun when you know people, and Kathy and I have talked, and I would not have brought up the Winter Games in the way she did what I thought, but Kathy's very honest and open and says it. Right? But on the other hand, even though I dropped out of it, people loved it.
Yeah.
And that's
absolutely.
A good
thing. It was really fun.
Right. Right, and so people, you know, we're all different, but the same in some ways. So, all right, and I will talk to both of you, and I'll send you Iris's phone number, and then you're a good match. This is like a matchmaker.
Iris, it was great meeting you. Just great.
Yes, I love it.
Thank you for having me, Marcia.
Right. Thank you. It was a great
show.
So much
fun. Thank you, Marcia.
Okay, take care, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.